views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Just want to thank you all for tuning in today on this day. It's December the 29th, 2016, some of the final days of 2016. It is a Thursday. Just want to thank you all for listening to and joining us today on Tando Radio Show. Before we get started in today's live show, just want to say everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by donating, giving some of your financial energy to this network so that it can continue to bring you the programming that you have come to appreciate. And you can easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you'll see in the far right-hand margin, you'll see the green donation icon that you can press and follow the instructions on how you can give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow and continue to bring you what's so vitally important, especially in this moment in history and in the eternal existence that we have, I think is very, very important. Also, everyone, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet known as BTR Community, and you can simply go to www.btrcommunity.com, or you can also hit the icon for BTR Community, which you'll see is a large B on the right-hand margin on the homepage of Black Talk Radio Network, same place that you would make the donations. Just scroll down a little further, and you will see the icon for BTR Community is a social media platform for you to engage in all of your social media activities that is used traditionally now, and is part of the everyday life. And if you'd like to be a part of that, and the good thing about this is that your identity will not be sold to any bidder, and you won't be adversely affected for your opinions, your postings, your ideas, your thoughts, your comments, where other social media outlets such as Facebook actually data mine, keeps all of your information, because they're using that for what? Their algorithms of data mining for a picture and a profile of what's going on. And yes, they do profile you and keep tabs of you as well from there at any point and at any given time. And it's open for, not for your disclosure, or for your benefit, is actually used for the benefit of whomever the fascist organizations and entities that uphold FedBook. So get off of that stuff. For $24 a year, you could be part of BTR Community and not worry about that. So very, very important. Also, in today's show, you'll see why this is so important. I can't stress this enough. One of the things is that you're going to have to save your labor and save the energy of your labor and save the energy of your past. And the best way to do that, have a savings plan. Don't have a savings plan in cash, ladies and gentlemen, because that is not a savings plan. That's not what you should be using cash for at all, because cash loses its purchasing power. You should have a savings plan, even though you're not paid as a king or as a lady and a gentleman, because the wage of a king is gold, the wage of a lady and gentleman is silver, and the wage of a slave is debt. They always pay you in debt because that's what the system, how the system categorizes you and everyone that you pretty much know. And not just you, everyone that I know. But you do not have to allow the system to exploit you that way. You can have some real measures of saving, and you should be saving in real money. And the most perfect form of money that we have is the precious metals. And you can go to Prosperity Mint. That's ProsperityMint.com and actually acquire some real savings by transferring your, moving your cash into real savings, where you will not lose the energy of your past or the energy of your labor, which is so, so important. You can do that at Prosperity Mint. Check out what's there in inventory. It's going to be changing up in the beginning of the year. Some great things are going to be happening there. So, and also, before you purchase, make sure you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. So that's some of the things that I think is very, very important. So let's jump into what's in the news. But before we do that, if you would like to call in at any time today, give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And today's show, we're going to be talking about the broken promise, because the financial system is setting up to actually make to give notice to retirees and pensionees and people that are paying into pensions that that system is no longer working, and everything that you paid into it has already been lost. It was really already stolen from the very beginning. Let me tell you one thing that these people did. They gave you a promise that pay you later on if you promise to pay them right now in your past while you were working, or if you're still working. They gave you, this is one of the greatest tricks and Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes of human history. They told you, pay us now, every 2 weeks, pay us now, and we promise there'll be something for you later. Well, that is coming to, everyone is going to start to find out that that actually was a scam. And the system knew exactly what it was going to produce, because that's exactly what it wanted to produce. And they're going to come up with all kinds of excuses as to why they couldn't pay you. But in actuality, they never intended to pay you at all. And this is why I always say blind faith always leads to, is the first steps to genocide. You have blind faith in people that you know you shouldn't have faith in. You should actually be looking at the historical truths of things and looking at it very objectively, and you will see that you never could trust the overall system. Yes, because it worked so well and okay in the past, you turn a blind eye, and most of us turn a blind eye to what the real intention of this whole scam and scheme was all about. And we didn't realize it, and many are going to realize it way too late. So the broken promise is going to be today's show. So let's jump into what's in the news, then we're going to get into that. And at any time, if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue. We'll definitely will bring you up. If you have some comments about what's going on economically, because that is going to be a major, major, have major, major consequences and effects on you, your family, and our overall community, and the outward extensions of the community is going to have a very, very, it's going to have real consequences globally. And the truth of the matter, if no one has told you, the U.S. will bear, when I say the U.S., I really don't, but this is from the letter of the law. What they put on the map, they put lines on the map, this, and they say, this is where you're from, this is where you're from, this is where you are. and put lines on the map and establish the overall boundaries and the borders of man, which is not created by the great creator that created the universe and the living planet in which the man created that. And then within that, there's something called the United States, and the United States is going to, and everyone in the United States is going to be the bearer of that default that is going to happen globally with the global pension. Yes, other countries will be adversely affected, but the U.S. will have the greatest victims of this pension default that's going to be happening, and we're going to definitely take a look at it. It's up to you to do whatever it is to protect yourself or to continue to live on a hope and a prayer that they are going to follow through on their promise. And if you look throughout history, you will see that they set up promises to actually, when it's time to pay the most of those promises, that's when they allow the system to go into full-blown collapse. So that's what's going on, and we'll talk about that. So let's jump into today's show. And let's jump into some what's in the news. Let me just set this. Give me 1 second how to reset this. I'm going to jump into today's news. But definitely, at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Now, this is going to be a very sensitive subject, what we talk about today, and this is going to get people, a lot of people, afraid and upset and mad. And I would just say this, control your emotions. 1 second, but control your emotions, because you being upset and being mad at me or at what's going to be said is not going to change the overall predicament. You should be changing it. So we got a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller, my man out of Milwaukee. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
This is Rob in Milwaukee.
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
Horrible. I wanted to know if I could share a little information of things that's taking place on the ground out here.
Yeah, definitely. Go ahead, brother.
Recently, we had a Black Panther group that was marching out here and was saying, you know, freedom or die, cracker. And they was holding some little food pantry thing the other day. Mm-hmm. And one of the Panthers made a comment like, you know, don't touch our children and some things of that nature. To make a long story short, one of the officers disarmed a Black female and then smacked her 11-year-old child in the mouth, which caused her to bleed. And recently as well, we had it's like some regular white citizen walking down the street holding AKs, going door to door in a predominantly Black neighborhood, talking about that they're informing people of their quote unquote gun rights. And I'm calling because I'm extremely stressed out. It feel like that, we're not prepared. You understand what I'm saying? And yeah. I don't think that people understand how serious and dire this situation that we are in. And one other thing, was at Target the other day. That's a store sort of like Walmart. And just so happened that we was the next customer after this white lady had terrorized this cashier. Okay. Now, what this white lady told her, she called her a half breed and threw some other verbal assaults at her, and told her that, man, she was coming back for her when Trump get inaugurated. Understand what I'm saying? And just again, man, you know, I'm feeling a lot of anxiety right now, you know, and yeah, thanks for letting me share.
No, definitely, man. And I would definitely say that as to some of the things that you experienced, and that's first of all, you know, from the Black Panther Party incident that you're talking about. I'm not familiar with that, but I would say this, and you said something that was very true, that we are not prepared for some of the things that's starting to show their face and start to become more prevalent in different parts of the country. In my opinion, is going to spread to all facets and phases of the country. And I firmly believe that this is a design plan that's going on, because that will distract the general population, many people, especially within our community and just throughout the whole country, are unaware of how dangerous things actually are globally and within the country. Like, I would say there have been other dangerous times in history. That's always a part of things, but this has been magnified because this is being agitated and instigated for a reason. And I agree with you that many people are not prepared, and particularly within our community, they're not prepared. And this is why we have Tando Radio Show, because we would hope that our people will see the necessities to prepare for what is upon everyone here and globally, but particularly here, because if you thought Hurricane Katrina was bad, that is not going to be anywhere near what is going to happen throughout this country. And all of the conditions for the unraveling and the chaos to reign is being set forth. And I would strongly advise everyone to, for those that have ears to hear and have a spirit to discern what's going on and look at what is in your best interest, your family's best interest, and the community's best interest, and what your response is going to be to that. I would highly, highly suggest that you do not rely on what you were accustomed to yesterday. What I mean by that you can go to the store and acquire the things that you need for your everyday daily life. That you do not need to be a saver. And I say that because the dry runs, the rehearsals of shutting down ATMs, credit cards, all forms of medium of exchange electronically have all been put into place to be turned off at an opportune time. And that is going to happen. The instigation and the creating of tensions that will lead to violence within the streets, all of those coals have been put into the furnace to infuse that fire or to feed that fire. And that is definitely going to start to happen again. How I know that's going to happen, because I've experienced this and I was able to see things that were going to happen way before they happened, based off of people's response and their attitudes and what they were feeling. One of the things is that when people start to lose their financial wherewithal, they tend to go from being civilized to being wild and feral very quickly. And there have been the conditions for all sorts of people to pick their reason why they want to be violent against someone else They have all the excuses that are being set on the table and being brokered now. And so I do anticipate that we are going to see a season of chaos and violence and relatively soon. And I think it's going to be a methodical approach. And then it's going to be something that happens very quickly. Economics is probably going to be a driving force to create it. And then there is going to possibly be an event. And I have my ideas of what these events are going to be, but I don't think that it's appropriate to share it because I don't want to give energy to that. But I see that there are going to be events that are going to happen that are going to cause great division, violent division, and a violent response in this country because they're destabilizing it purposely. And so I would highly suggest that everyone to think about preparing. And I'll tell you, the table of preparedness is food, water, shelter. Food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. You have to look at it from that standpoint. You have to acquire those things now while it's calm before the storm hits. Because once the storm hits, many people think that when this next storm that comes about, that many people have been indoctrinated and trained to run to the store and to acquire things from the chaos. Well, the next chaos is going to be much different, much, much different. They've indoctrinated people to do that by Black Friday mentalities and all of the, you know, different things, and they've been created situations so that riots would happen in different parts of the country so that that can be broadcast so people will know how to respond to things at the appropriate moment when the switch has been cut off for them to do that. But see, the next time that these things happen, this is going to be much worse than anything that we've seen before. So it's probably in your individual best interest, your family's best interest, and our community's best interest to prepare and to acquire things where we won't rely on anyone else for our sustainability as much as you possibly can before this starts to happen and unfold. And there are just so many contributing factors to these events that are going to happen. Something may happen, naturally, that man will exploit. As Scotty and I always like to quote from the former chief of staff of the Obama administration and the current mayor of Chicago, never let a good crisis go to waste. But the thing is that they're going to create the crisis for their overall gain. So it's so important that we not bury our heads in the sand, not to think that being optimistic is ignoring what's happening around us. And to think that if we just ignore a problem, it will go away. This is the truth of that matter. You can ignore reality, but you can never ignore the consequences from ignoring reality. Just because you turn your back to it is not going to mean that it's not going to happen. And when it does happen, just because your back is turned, that is not going to shield you from the events that are unfolding because of that. So I really do thank you, brother, for calling in and giving us that update. The tensions are very, very real. This is why you had the celebrity figureheads that you had for the past 8 years, and the celebrity figurehead that you're going to, that they're going to be introducing relatively soon. It's all a scam. It's all a scam. And it gets plausible deniability where meaning that the system could say, well, this caused the problem, when they actually seeded that and fertilized and nurtured that tree to grow and to break ground and to then grow and spread its fruit of destruction. So, yes, we are definitely going to see some trying times. And I would just encourage you not to be anxious for anything. There's nothing for you to fear. The best thing that you can do is continue to read the signs. It's very, very important that we all start to learn how to read the signs from the energy that's around us. If you're in Target, you're in any department store, you're out on the streets, you're on the freeway, you're in a park, you're in a mall, you're anywhere, you should actually start to read the signs of all of the living entities around you. Pick up on their frequency, pick up on their energy. Know what's going on around us. And one of the things that the system has done so well to smother that capability is they put a radioactive device right in your hand to actually in a microwave right into your hand to prevent you from picking up on energy. And that's known as our smartphones. And many of us have been, if you watch people in today's world, you'll see so many people crossing streets with their heads buried in their smartphone and just walking randomly with their heads in their phones. And if they're at anywhere at any dining facility, you'll see people are always on their phone. Any place you go, you will see people are always on their phone. They're paying attention to an inanimate object for a reason, because they've been deceived and tricked to do that. And this is going to be the perfect ambush for the everyday person. So don't bury yourself in this. Read the signs of what's going on around you, and also give energy for you to see what's going to be happening in the future by reading those signs. You can do it. You can do it. That sense is within you. Sometimes you'll get a sense not to turn right or turn left. Something to tell you, man. Somebody was just telling me, don't do that. Listen to that. Cultivate that. Develop that. That is going to be so important in the future, because you'll find that that is more sincere and true, because that is closer to who you really are. So, yes, brother, there are a lot of things that are happening and they're unfolding. Have an appropriate response to those things. Position yourself so that you and your family won't be as adversely affected by when things start to go awry. And they are going to. The system is telling us in so many ways on different levels that you are going to be attacked here and there on these things. So listen, everyone, great call, brother. Thank you. Got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Get ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. Oh man, I messed up my. Let me just let me jump into what's in the news. But before we do that, if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, talk about anything, just hit us up 866-510-9025, and then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. Wanting to get into what's in the news, a couple of things from what's in the news, and then we'll get into today's show. And I think this is a very, very important show that we have. So I missed some of the things in okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. Here's our some of the things that we posted from what's in the news. Don't think that we'll be able to catch them all. Okay, first article. This comes from Global Times. Global Times is one of China's main publications. And, you know, one of the things I do appreciate about RT, which is Russia Today and Global Times, they don't try to hide that they write stories and propaganda for the government. They'll actually tell you. RT tells you that they actually work for the Kremlin. They actually work for the Russian government, and they bring you information from that. They don't hide it. They tell you.
But
so
Brother
I,
Dave,
you know, appreciate that. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, let me say something about that. Because actually a college student, one of our interns, had written a college paper about me and Black Talk Radio Network. And I will openly tell you that I'm engaged in propaganda. Now, you, depending upon your definition of propaganda, you may think that it's a bad thing or a good thing. To me, propaganda means any form of media that's communicating a message or ideals. Okay. Now,
right.
Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that people are lying to you. Okay, now Russia Today is what would we say, a media wing? It is funded by the Russian government, but guess what? So is mm-hmm. Voices of America. That's funded by. You ever heard of Voices of America? It used to be that
sure.
That website, which is maintained by the U.S. government, could only broadcast or their website be seen in Europe because it's propaganda. But a lot of people don't know that they repealed that law. I think it was this year or last year that now allows them to aim propaganda at the American people. So now Voices of America, you will see it in your Google News feed and what have you. So, but this is the thing though. People don't read. People are lazy. I'm just speaking in general terms. Okay. They don't want to do their own research. They don't want to. They'll just go to one source and that'll be it. That's all they'll read. They won't compare different sources. But let me tell you, it is in Russia's interest to point out, just like it's in the interest of China, just like it's in the interest of Iran, to point out the mistreatment of Black people in the United States. Now,
yep.
It's in their interest, and they may not be pointing it out because they really care about Black people, but it's making their enemy look bad. Now, I ask you this question. Are they lying? If,
right.
If they're telling the truth,
right.
What difference does it matter where it comes from? Like Malcolm X said, I'm for the truth no matter who tell it. It is upon each and every one of us to find the truth and not just, you know, accept it, especially from these corporate sources that have a history of propagandizing in a negative way the American public.
Man, Scotty, so true. And, you know, the thing about that's really important is that the measure of it all, like Scotty said, it doesn't matter if it's the truth, it's the truth. But some of the things that we do as well is that we try to align ourselves only with what actually feels the best for us and not really looking at if it's the truth or not. And this is very, very critical in my opinion, because it's, you know, one of the things that I also notice is that politicians will lie to keep you from the truth, while an artist may lie to get you to the truth. And there's a big difference. There's a huge difference. And that's one of the things that I truly appreciate about RT and some other news agency, Global Time being one, because they tell you, yes, this is what we're doing, as you said, Scotty. And propaganda is not always a bad thing. I also call it that it sometimes is exposing what's really happening and the intent behind it all, because the intention of someone is more important than the overall appearance of what they're telling you that they're trying to establish. And so we always need to look at the truth of the matter. What is happening? And that probably should align more to the truth of what you're being told, and you shouldn't take it from one source. I wouldn't take any one source as the know-all, because that's almost sometimes is virtually impossible, because there are so many factors that go into many things. You know, so I think it's very important for you to have your own truth. When you have your own truth, then you'll be able to discern other truths, especially other truths that could adversely affect you. It's amazing to me how many people that I know could actually say that something is wrong, but they actually support the overall agenda of those that are doing the things that are wrong. It just amazes me. But that's not for me, that's on them. So I think it's a very it's an individual thing that we have to look at. What's important to us? And to me, the truth is very, very important. It's extremely important, because it's the sincerity of the direction of the future. And I don't want that to be misguided by someone else's agenda. So, Mayor Scotty, you're absolutely right. Propaganda is not a bad thing. Depends on what's the objective of those that are using propaganda as a tool to get to their agenda.
Right.
That's critical.
Yo, Dave, one thing you said that I can give a clear example of. You said that people will know, you know, within their spirit, within their soul, however, within their consciousness or what, that a thing might be wrong, that it's wrong. But because of a celebrity figurehead, they will overlook those wrongs. And Barack Obama is a perfect example of that. When they did what they did to Libya, and then I saw Reverend Bernice King stand on the steps of the Great Deceiver monument, Abraham Lincoln, and she said, "Let freedom ring in Libya," propagandizing on the behalf of the Obama administration, like what they did was right and just, it was not.
And let me tell you, and this is so powerful, because we both watched that, Scotty, and we both were so disgusted. This is what happened. See, they used the propaganda of civil rights and the falsehood to continue to uphold the overall enslavement of those that say, hey, we need to be free. And that was, so they used these celebrity figureheads, as we like to call them, for what? Their agenda. Their total agenda. And, you know, one day we're going to do a show just on Libya, on what happened. But, some people will say, and this is how they'll do it, they'll use their hatred for someone else to support something else and don't even realize that they're supporting the same energy. And that is really, that's a real obstacle in all of the confusion. My man Roz is there. Is like Roz says, is that we've been placed under mind control. We've been actually hypnotized. And my man Brother Braggs, who's there, as always says, man, they cast a spell. And this is so, so true. And they've done it, and they propagandized those spells and that mind control. And that is very, very important that we know that these things happen, and so that we don't fall victim to them. The truth is already in you. If you choose, excuse me, let me just, the truth stands alone. The key is, will you stand with the truth? And it never hides itself from the seeker. It's the lie that deceives. And actually, it is the one that offers a falsehood of shelter based in emotions and agenda for the unsincere person. They hide behind it. And so many people have been hiding behind so many different lies, so many different things. They don't want, you know, how you know when people give up, say, well, you can't beat those individuals. Well, I don't want to get in trouble for this. I don't want to get in trouble for that. I don't want to go up. I don't want to cause no problems. So you could create more than just the problem. You surrendered your overall existence to what you think that is informative for you to challenge and to walk away from. Very, very important. So, yeah, the propaganda is real, but it's a matter of, is it truthful propaganda, or is it propaganda that's being used as a measure of deception to maintain the status quo? There has been no freedom on this planet for millions of years. Somewhere at some point on, and at some time on this planet, a lot of the, and I would take the human species, has been battling the overall subjugation and enslavement for a very, very long time. This is why you'll have the Smithsonian, the governmental agencies and everything, they hide the archaeological finds of the past because they don't want you to know some of the truths of the past. They want to give it to you from their propaganda and their side of the story. So very, very important that we understand these things. So well said, Scotty. So let's jump into what's in the news, then we're going to jump in. May not jump into what's in the news. You know what? Let's not jump into what's in the news. That's cool. There's some things that's there. We'll do that a little bit later. But I want to definitely jump into this falsehood promise. Now, I have a real quick, it's like 4 minutes. This came from Lying Like a Fox. It's actually one of the propaganda programs. Because if they're fully funded and they have lights, camera, makeup, and action, you know it. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you all something. I had a, I was in Washington, D.C. one time, and I was picking up on the lowest frequencies and how demonic that overall, that sphere of space, how inundated with evil it was. You know, I was talking to some people, and they informed me about some things. Some very credible people informed me about some things and what's going on and everything else. And I'm going to tell you, and I was in Washington, D.C. a while before Scalia's assassination. And one individual told me that you're probably going to see a couple of Supreme Court justices are going to have some real problems pretty soon. Basically, gave me a heads up that, oh, shoot, that some things was going to be happening then. I wasn't surprised. But one of the things is that I had an opportunity to go on RTTV, Russia Today TV, right? Was in their studios, was going to go on air. And I knew I wasn't going to do it from the moment I walked into the building. And the reason why is because it didn't sit right with me, and I always listened to. And one of the reasons, and it was so funny, so was with another person. So before you go on air, they send you to this makeup room where you got to put on makeup. So there's one person that's getting their makeup on, and they're like, yo, Dave, you got to go on with me. You know, we're going to do this. Oops, one second. You got to do this together and everything else. And I said, Ain't no way in the world I'm putting on no makeup. Ain't no way in the world I'm going before and going on any TV. I don't trust a camera, and I darn sure don't trust the editing. Even though I knew that they probably would run it, but see, what was being stirred up in me is never to be caught up in that. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. For individuals, the message that I would have been given that day, a lot of people would have heard, but sometimes people are going to have to find that some information out on another way. I was not going to compromise myself by that way, by going on. And I realized why it was. Because, see, that's how the trap always starts. That's how all of a sudden things totally change. And then you become a so-called mouthpiece, and then what they'll try to do is they'll try to make you a guru, a leader, and someone that is looked upon for an opinion about. And this is how the system always traps you. And I was like, no, I'll wait outside, or I'll wait in the green room and check everything out. I wouldn't do it. I think you always have to read the signs around you. And I say that because there, you all know the truth and should always, always engage in it. If something don't feel right to you, you don't have to explain to anyone or give an explanation to anyone why you don't need to do something. Stay true to you. You were born alone. You ultimately live alone. And your talents are yours alone, that you should, in my opinion, the best approach is to share that talent for the overall good and gain of everyone around you. So, especially those that are worthy of it. And so it's very, very important that we know who we are and we stay grounded in who we are. And don't allow the wine of splendor to trap you, because that's how they always do. This is how the system, and how the system is able to perpetuate itself and to reinvent itself by the establishing new celebrity figureheads. And that's why Scotty's absolutely right. Sometimes people don't know, but there are some people that know deep down what's going on. And once you get caught in that whole thing, as you're going to start to see, that there's going to be, especially with these cyber attacks, you're going to start to see where some people are going to be called for who they are. Governments are going to start to release, especially in this sanctions and all this other stuff, as things start to unfold. Don't be surprised if China or Russia starts to announce how so-called leaders have never been leaders of you, or never had your best interest, and expose deals that have been made behind closed doors. That's the system. So just wanted to say that before we get into today's show. So we're going to jump into today's show. We got 10 minutes. Let me make sure we don't have any callers in queue. Okay, cool. Now, today's show is about the broken promise. And I want to play this real quick, 2-minute video, and I'm going to play it now, and then I want you to, we're going to go to a commercial break. Just before we go to a commercial break, it's only 2 minutes, we got 10 minutes before the commercial break. I want you to really listen to this and see how this can affect you. This came from Fox Business, and this is Clapper's cuts pension benefits for the first time. So let me set this, everything is set, here we go, listen up, pay attention.
Just learned her monthly pension is being cut 60%.
How am I going to make it now? What am I going to do?
Patsy worked 34 years for the city of Loyalton, but her pension, once $49,000 a year, will now drop to a little more than $19,000.
It's scary that they can do this.
Fellow retiree John Cousins got the same letter.
By 60%.
From the California Public Employees Retirement System, or CalPERS. Patsy and John are among the first retirees ever in CalPERS history to have their pensions cut, and critics warn they won't be the last. Spokesman Brad Pacheco says, don't blame CalPERS.
The city of Loyalton defaulted on their retirees. They made a bad decision, and those retirees are going to suffer for it.
Loyalton pulled out of CalPERS 3 years ago. Its pension's only 40% funded.
Who was watching out for you?
Nobody was.
Bad investments have cost CalPERS billions of dollars needed to cover pensions for almost 2 million people. The debt right now, $164 billion and growing.
We're paying out more in benefits than we're taking in contributions.
Right now, CalPERS is selling assets to cover the shortfall, but none of that will help John or Penn.
I think we're just the ones that are going to pay for this.
An example for all of California.
Yes, for all the retirees.
CalPERS insists its pension fund is healthy, but critics say that's not entirely true, especially when you consider the thousands of cities and municipal entities which pay into CalPERS. That's why the retirees here in Loyalton say what happened to them could happen to anybody. Adam Shapiro, Fox Business.
All right, so this is what we've been talking about here on Tando Radio Show from the very beginning of our first broadcast, was to give you a glimpse at the true conditions economically. It was one of the things that we wanted to do. And we were telling, and believe me, some people contacted me, that it never happened, Dave, that's fear-mongering and everything else. Well, and it really didn't give much energy to those type of individuals, because I understand that why those individuals are saying those things. And I won't give you the reasons why. I know that they say those things, but you can come up with some of your own reasons as to why. But here's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. You heard CalPERS representatives say everything that you need to know. And as CalPERS goes, all of the pension funds go, because they're all in the same predicament. Said that they are paying out more than what's coming in. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? That means that the whole thing was a Ponzi scheme and a pyramid scheme from the very beginning. It was a sham. It was fraudulent. And there are many people that have been giving their whole life savings and relying upon that and working all of their working adult lives for the retirement. And I'm here to tell you that they're telling you what they're going to do before they complete it. Now, this is something that you can deal with based off the truth that lies in you, or the lack of truth that lies in you. Do you have the wherewithal to say, have I been scammed? Have I been taken advantage of? If this was to happen, what would I lose? And you'll see quite quickly that the possibilities are there. $164 billion. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to make that up. Regardless of where the stock market goes, 20,000, 50,000, or whatever. Those algorithms and that number that you see on the stock market has nothing to do with the overall economic health or the economic health of you or the future of you economically. It's a part of the charade. It's a part of the facade. Because how is the stock market going up? Do you know? Absolutely not. You're relying on blind faith that someone is telling you some truths about something when all of these corporation books are cooked, meaning that what they put in their books is not a true representation of their liabilities, their assets, nor their intentions. And once we realize that, and we start to position ourselves where we won't be as adversely affected by our blind faith, then these things will continue to happen. And the financial genocide that is going to come upon is going to be great. This is how you destabilize and you get people to surrender based in the overall from the chaos. It's going to turn into conflict, and people are going to be begging the very same individuals and entities and corporations and establishment that caused the problem to bear. And when we come back, when everybody go to a commercial break, we're going to read and check out a couple of other things so that you can see these things for yourself. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. And I definitely will tell you there are some things that you should be doing, but it's up to you to do that. If you don't do it, that is your choice. If you do do it, that is your choice. But I would always say you are responsible for what you know, for yourself. And that is a truth. No matter how much we've been deceived, how well the deception has been, or how great the mind manipulation has been, that overall truth stands. Key is, do you stand with the truth? Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit star, I'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Listen to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's me, the host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 9. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And we're listening to how CalPERS in California, one of the largest pension funds in the country, has basically admitted that they're insolvent. And let me tell you one of the things that I think is going to see, the system is not going to allow itself to look bad as it goes down. What they're going to probably do, I wouldn't be surprised, is that what you're going to see is that they're going to say that they come to find out that the debt that they had was artificially created by a hacker. But there's nothing that can be done because everything has already been lost. Why? Because that's an invisible boogeyman
that you can't substantiate or validate ever existed. And because the fear will be so great, people will accept whatever the system decides. And you have been coming in as a celebrity figurehead, a deregulator. And this individual, in my opinion, was the one you have right now, Obama, was put into position for what's been created in this 8-year time frame to bring in the next event, set of events. Same thing with this next celebrity figurehead that's going to be coming in to be brokering the bankruptcy of this nation. I laugh when I hear about individuals, celebrity figureheads, individuals about tweeting about how many jobs that they're going to that have now been starting to come back to the United States. And I laughed about this, especially for you that have been listening to Tando Radio Show. We have said to you years ago, when we first started, that there are going to be plenty of jobs that's going to be in the United States, but they're not going to pay you a darn thing. The sweatshops are going to be coming back here. The ways and means, they are going to allow the overall dismantling and the destruction of the economy here to poverty levels that have never been seen before in order to uphold where they're transferring the new prosperity and the new beacon of freedom to. Just like the U.S. had great purchasing power, had a strong currency, and was able to acquire things and a lifestyle that they didn't deserve based off of their labor. They were living a lifestyle off someone else's labor somewhere else in the world. Now it's going to be cyclical and change. The head will be the tail. And the dog stays alive. So this is very, very, in my opinion, which I wouldn't be surprised. Not saying it's absolutely going to come this way, but one of the things that I definitely will see is that they're going to say, we've been hacked. And when they got into our system, they changed things around, and they caused for us to lose. They took positions that we didn't really intend to take, and all these kind of, they're going to come up with elaborate schemes and everything else, but still, all in all, the bearer of the brunt of everything will be the everyday person. Now, I didn't think it was a coincidence that they said that they lost 60%. Let me tell you why. A while ago on Tando Radio, I said that I wouldn't be surprised, and I bet that the dollar is going to, there's going to be a new dollar. They're going to go through and they're going to, the dollar is going to lose great purchasing power, and they're going to create another dollar because they're not going to be accepting the ones that are already in circulation. I laugh when people say, why don't we just forgive the debt, write the debt off? You have no clue how economy works. You have no clue. If you write off debt, ladies and gentlemen, just get rid of all of the debt. That means that now the system is enslaved to you. This is why there'll never be debt forgiveness. System doesn't work that way. It doesn't have itself beholden to debt. It doesn't allow itself to be paid in debt, and that's exactly what debt forgiveness means. It means that the system would have to pay itself in debt. It created it. So, the 60% that they talked about here, talked about this on Tando a while ago, that the overall purchasing power of the dollar, even though it's lost over 98% of its overall purchasing power since 1913, it's really the U.S. dollar now compared to the dollar of from 1913, it only has the purchasing power now of 2 pennies. But even with that, I wouldn't be surprised that they're going to bring in
a new currency, just like in India and Venezuela and everything else. And that is going to be have a purchasing power cut of at least 60%. Why? Because it gives them great leverage. This is things that are happening now. And it's very, very important that we understand these things and protect ourselves appropriately for this. Doesn't matter how you voted. Don't matter what church you went to. Don't matter how hard you worked. Doesn't matter what you were promised and what you paid into the system by way of labor and by way of the energy of your labor, or by way of your investments of the wage that they paid you. See, the key to this whole thing is that what they paid you was never yours anyhow. The only thing that was ever yours was your energy. That labor that you gave the system was yours to decide to give it to the system. And once you've already gave it to them, if you've given it to them for 20, 30, or 40 years, you can't get that back. And I would say to you, if you haven't been your own financial advisor during this whole time, that may become a great mistake. But that doesn't mean you still have to live by that. If you change that, it will be in your best interest. Here's why I say that. And I've said this before on this show. When you pay into your pension, what is the fund manager's name that is actually that your payment and your wage is going to? What's that individual name, he or she's name? Do you know? 9 times out of 10, I would say most people don't know. Do you know where that individual lives? 10 out of 10 would say no. Do you know that individual? Do you know their overall? Do you know their disciplines? Do you know their moral convictions? Do you know their criminal history? Do you know their gambling habits, their drinking habits? Do you know anything about this individual? Do you know anything about the fund that you're paying into? Do you know who the fund is, the subsidiaries of that fund? Do you know if that fund is a subsidiary of another fund? Do you know what the overall action plan of that fund is? And I'm going to tell you, when people get mad at me for bringing this type of information, I ask them these kind of questions. Do you know their marital status? Do you know their debt obligations? Do you know anything about that individual? And you want to ask and actually be upset at me and have some form of passive aggressiveness towards me because I'm not telling you everything is going to be okay? And if you really listen, there are some things that you can do to protect yourself, because I already know none of those questions about that individual that runs that fund, nor do you know where that cash goes. You're hoping that they're going to give it to you when they know you're going to give them, that you are going to give them theirs every biweekly or monthly, however you receive the slave wage of coupons. That's what they do know. And they tell you all investment is subject to market loss. All they have to do is cause to create the conditions for the market to lose. And they say, we told you, don't worry about it. You invest for the long run. This is what they tell young people when they first start. We got a call in queue. Hold on 1 sec, Jerry.
This is one of the things, and the trick, and it's worked so well, they keep repeating it. Why would they change it? They tell people, you're young. You invest for the long run. Don't worry about the market fluctuations. You'll win in the end. If you believe that lie, there's a consequence at the end that's waiting for you. The only person that you should be trusting monetarily and fiscally is you. If you don't have the disciplines to save, develop it. If you don't have the overall discipline to establish some financial wherewithal, develop it. Because, let me tell you why. Because once you give your energy, that energy will never return to you if you don't cherish it. And you don't protect it. That energy that you, when you lift that box at that such and such job, that energy that you expended to lift that box, you can actually harvest that energy for your overall gain in the future when you can't lift the box anymore. If you continue to follow these lies and this deception, when you can't lift any box anymore, that lady that was on here, she physically can't do what she did 30 years ago. The theft has been completed. So we got a caller in queue. I don't like to keep our callers waiting. We got my man in Tennessee. Jerry, what's going on, man?
I'm doing great, Dave. How you doing tonight, man?
Good, good, brother. Go ahead.
It was interesting that you brought up the currency change, whether we're talking about getting rid of some of the smaller bills or the bigger bills, because that was the first thing I thought of, is with our dollar decreasing. Brother Jambone has sent me an article about, because I think me and you was talking about this about a year ago, about keeping all of the coins and how much the it cost them so much more than what the penny was worth to produce it, and soon it'll be out of circulation. Now, I don't know if they was giving us a hint that they will be taking up all of the pennies and the nickels, because they made that statement earlier in the year about the nickels, or at least changing it from being nickel into nickel. So I just thought that part right there was interesting that you brought that up. My next question is for those who it's the same thing, isn't it the same thing as far as like the life insurance with this 401k, and for those who still have pensions and things of that matter? Because just about a week ago they announced on the news that they finally announced, because you've been talking about it for a while, that they've been losing pensions over the last couple of years. They finally announced it. Now, when me and you first talked about it, I told my mother, and she didn't believe me. And shortly after that, she got a letter in the mail saying that they need to cash out their some of their 401k and some of their stock options, because they had lost so much, and they wanted to save them by giving them half the price on what the stock was worth. So it's the same instance. So when all of this happens, will those people get anything, or will it just be all for nil?
Man, two great points, Jerry, and I appreciate it. Yes. You know, one of the things that you know that your country is going is that there are steps for the fall of an empire. One of the first things that an empire does in its fall is that it actually demonetization of its currency is one of the of its money. Demonetization of its money is one of the first thing that it does. The United States did that in 1964 when they took silver out of the coins, and the furtherance of, as Jerry talked about, yes, they have plans on taking nickel out of nickels. They're going to clad it with something much cheaper. Why? Because they can't afford to put nickel in nickels. They couldn't afford to keep silver in dimes and quarters. Why? Because the intrinsic value of nickel was stronger than the overall face value of the coin. You can see that right now. In one silver dime is roughly around, probably around $2.13. I may be wrong, but it's not worth a dime. Is actually the melt value worth of it is in the dollar range. Why? Not because silver is going up, it's because the value of the dollar is going down. They can't afford to do it. One of the things that we don't know the difference between currency and money. We have to realize it. You ever wonder when you go to like supermarkets, they have all those coin machines there? Well, what they're doing is they're telling you to give us your coins and we'll give you back cash. You know why they do that? Because the cash that they give you is worthless. They never give you anything. They take everything away. They're taking away from you real money, coins. Because coins aren't Federal Reserve notes. Paper is a note from the bank saying, from a private bank saying that they honor, that they use this for a medium of exchange, but if another bank say, I'm not taking that note anymore because it's worthless to me, there goes your life savings. So some real fundamental economic truths have to be taught within our community. You need to learn it as the individual. Your family needs to learn it as a unit. And our community needs to learn it as a collective prudence towards prosperity. Without it, you can march, vote, and do all that you want to do, but you'll still be someone's slave because they pay you for your energy that way. They take your energy and give you nothing for it. That's just the truth. And until we understand that and decide that I'm not going to allow that to adversely affect me anymore, I'm going to do something different, nothing will change. So, very, very important. Scotty, did you have something that you wanted to say, bro?
Yes, okay. Dave, I had a question.
Yes, hold
on. I had never heard that before. I know the Federal Reserve issues the Federal Reserve banknotes and all of that, but I didn't know that it was a separate entity that handles the coins.
Yep. The U.S. Treasury handles the coin.
So why can't they handle their own? How come they can't handle print out their own currency then?
No, Scotty, now you asking, man? Because one of the things with that was the overall plan of the bankers to enslave the rest of the world. Remember what we talked about? Mayor Rothschild said that I care not about who makes the laws if I control the money supply. There is the answer right there. Because whoever controls the money supply, believe me, and they do control the money supply. By controlling the money supply, they can create a piece of paper known as a note and send it to you and say, this is what you're going to get paid, and this is equivalent to the energy, and it's a lie. Why? Because they control the resources. Best way to put that was that if I control resources, I don't care who creates the laws. I will make the laws. That's exactly what has happened. So, yes, two different entities. Your coins are still a measure of money. But here's the problem with it. They only are really a measure of money when they actually have something of intrinsical value infused in them. Because, let me just tell you this, even though the U.S. Treasury is going to actually, and the mint is actually going to produce new nickels, those nickels won't be worth a nickel because they'll be cladded and putting something else inside of it. They'll put something that's worthless inside of it. And once that happens, ladies and gentlemen, that's not money anymore. That's a note from the Treasury now. Oh, this is so deep. This scam is so deep.
And we have to wake up economically. There is no economic advisor that you need other than you. That's where this all should, that's where your emphasis be. If you can't become a prodigious saver, if you want to work and live right now and blow, that should be your choice. But nothing, there's nothing wrong with that. You worked for it, you gave the energy for it, it's yours. But what I don't, what I do think that there's a major problem is someone is stealing your energy. Did you know that someone was stealing your energy? That theft is going on? And let me tell you, this isn't just any ordinary theft. This is a robbery at the highest degree. Let me tell you why. Because they wrote in the letter of the law, if you do not participate in this, they will have a response to you by force and by fear. That is the definition of a robbery. And once we realize this, we'll be much better off. Now, my man Jerry asked another question about insurance. And I will just say this about insurance. Insurance is a very necessary vehicle. But you have to know all of the risk with insurance. And I'm going to need my man, I'm going to need my man Scotty on this one. If Scotty, if you can, because, who else? Oh, Brother Braggs, too. Brother Braggs, you can unmute yourself. He tell you this about insurance. And Scotty's on, and Brother Braggs probably didn't hear, or he's getting ready to get on. Scotty, when we were in the military, what was one thing that we knew about the military? Yes, there was an insurance policy that was had for our families and everything else, right? But see, the one thing that our families could not do was that they couldn't go get an insurance policy on us while we were in the military if we were engaged in a conflict. That insurance policy was what? Null and void.
If you right? was in a combat zone.
That's right.
A designated combat zone like I was in during the Gulf War.
That's right. Same thing with Brother Davis. If you are in what has been deemed a combat or a conflict zone where you are or you are actually on the battlefield, or you are engaging in military operations, there is no insurance policy for you. Did you know also that provides, and that's true for civilians as well? If there's a war, there is no policy, insurance, life insurance policy that covers a bomb dropping on a city and those that are harmed, killed by that bomb. If it's an act of war, there is no coverage for it. And I would ask you, where are we moving towards? With China? With Russia? With other nations from South America to all over the world? Where are we moving towards?
I have a question,
moving
Dave.
Moving towards war.
I have a question on insurance,
There goes
too.
The insurance policy. Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, also, just to show you how much USA Inc. values your life, them insurance policies capped at $50,000, and it's been like that since Vietnam War. Because I actually went to school with a guy. I'm not related to him, but he's related to some of my cousins. But when he turned 18, he got $50,000 because his father had been killed in Vietnam. But that was the same amount that when I was in the Gulf War, because I remember reading a story about this woman tried to kill her husband when he came back for the 50 G's. But I'm saying 50 G's ain't nothing, man. That ain't nothing. So they really don't value your life. But on insurance, with the banking system, I had read a story about the Chinese allegedly trying to hack the FDIC. What would be the purpose of that?
Oh, wow. Really good. Yeah. There has been hacking of the NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange. All of them have been hacked. And let me tell you one of the things that I think about that. They say that that's happening so that when they push the button, say that, oh, shoot, we lost everything, they can have plausible deniability and said it came from this country or that country, and then now they can say it's an act of war.
Right. That's why I use the word allegedly.
Yep. I don't believe, because hacking, and this is why all the banks have been hacked. You know why that? So that the banks can steal what they should be giving to you. They can say, we were hacked. This is why they developed this terrorism boogeyman. This is why what happened in New York is so relevant and so important. They're setting you up, totally setting you up. And then now, as this overall economic, as investments, as the debt ratio, and then the economic purge starts to happen, what happens to insurance companies? They go under. What happens to all of your premiums and everything else? Sorry. Now, am I saying that you shouldn't have a life insurance policy? No, I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that, do you know the limitations of an insurance policy? Just because you've seen someone in the past get paid out an insurance policy doesn't mean that you will be. And if you don't have that mindset and understanding of things, the only person that you're fooling is you. Just because someone else received the benefits from an insurance policy does not mean that it's going to be here or that you will if you needed to in any circumstances that I hope that you will never be in. There is no guarantee on that. So what am I saying? How do you increase the odds that your labor will be secure, that you will have the full prosperity that is due to you from your labor and everything else? If you're not ensuring that yourself and putting energy to that, that is no one's fault but ours. And why do we do that? Because we've been taught to stay in line, don't ask questions, don't question authority, don't be rogue, be like everybody else. When they say moo, you say moo, and when the shepherd moves you to slaughter, you go to slaughter with everything else, with everyone else. There's strength in numbers. There was such strength in numbers. Why did I come here individually? Because that's where the true strength is me as a creator and given that ability to create. So I think it's very important that we start to look at some real truths. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. I wanted to read some other things, but I want to continue where we're going. If you have any questions or comments, say, hey, Dave, nah, that's enough. None of that stuff is going to happen. I would love to hear from you. I will not belittle you, because I value and I understand, I respect myself enough that I don't have to convince anyone of anything. And I realize that everyone has their own way of doing things and they have their own energy, and that's the best thing for them. Agree, disagree, but I would always say these are things that we should be truly talking about so that we give energy to it appropriately within ourselves individually, within our families, and with our communities. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Hold on, Jerry. Get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back,
We'll jump back into this. Give us a call if you like. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. And just hit star. And we will see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's me, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And so I would love to hear from you at any time. So Jerry has some great, great points and in questions, and I hope definitely answered those, Jerry. So, yeah, man, let me tell you, the more you and I and everyone starts to become their own financial director, the better. Let me tell you how the system should work and how it should be, in my opinion, how it should be set up economically. There should be no pension fund that you pay into that doesn't respond to you immediately. What do I mean by this? If they have such a great investment vehicle, then they should pay you out daily or monthly for your overall contributions. Why is that? Because what they're going to say, that's an impossible, because then we can't get you the gains, and then we can't, you know, this, because they can't Ponzi it and they can't pyramid it, is what they're basically saying. They're putting that, this is nothing more than corporate gambling. If they can't give you any rate of return within 30 days and had a history of doing that in 30 days, because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, oh, they get a rate of return darn near immediately off what they're doing. And if they can't pay you that straight to you to do whatever you want to do with it so that they can be in true competition with each other for your business, to where you can say, nope, I don't, you haven't been performing for me, that way the overall liability of default will not be lying on you. See, this is what the system tells you, that you're not mature enough, you'll just blow the money. That's what they say. It's not real money. You'll just blow it. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Who should blow it? You or them? Because believe me, they've been blowing it, and they're going to continue to blow it as long as we play by their rules. If you blow it, then that's on you. You worked for it. You put the energy in behind it. It's your decision. Now, one of the things that we should be doing as people is requiring any investment for it to pay at a more steady rate regularly, or it's not worth it at all. Why is that? Because then immediately you can see the benefit of your investment. And if you can't see the immediate benefit of your investment, you're working off of blind faith, ladies and gentlemen, and they're going to give you all of the nice bells, whistles, commercials, and say that we've been around for hundreds of
thousands of years, hundreds of years. And there's one thing about, there's one company, Goldman Sachs, has not been wrong on silver in years. You know why? Because they've been manipulating silver for their benefit, exploiting the general population. They don't even realize that silver, they don't know, they can't read it, they don't see it, they don't understand it, they haven't been taught it, they don't know why. They would say, why'd you say that, Dave? And that's a problem, because I should say that in because of your overall financial prowess, you would say, yep, and here's the reasons why. This is because they keep us, keep the general public under their their spell, and they've hypnotized us, and through their mind control, they keep us right where they want everyone, paid as a slave.
Hey, Dave.
Go ahead, Jerry.
I'm sorry. Can I ask another question?
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
Okay. He was talking about the banks and just now Goldman Sachs and about how they control the silver. Now, as I've done my research, because you want to put me up on this research to make me start checking it, when we look back to the Great Depression, which a lot of people think that we're getting ready to head back into a situation like that. Now, when all of this stuff starts popping off, do you believe... this for you too, Scott, especially with you being in a rural area. You think we're going to be in that same type of situation where maybe it might be a great migration back to where we start creating black communities, simply not even because we some people may not even want to, but just because of the safety factor and the bartering system that would happen, knowing that you're around people that look like yourself?
Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, I was just thinking about how lucky I am to live where I live, because most of the people around here, while we are in an 80%, 80+% white county, where I live, there are a lot of black people. All right, and most of them are related to me either through blood or through marriage. And I was just thinking, how lucky am I to be somewhere where everybody knows your name, you know, to use that old cliche, where we're family members and whatnot, and we will pull together under those circumstances. And even our white neighbors who we have known, my mother and uncles have known, live right across the street, live, you know, there's a couple of them that I feel would even pull in with us and whatnot. So I feel lucky where I am because of who I'm surrounded by.
And I would just add to that, that because of necessity, you're going to see people that are start to align themselves and actually, and Jerry, it's a great, great question, which I know that you already knew, and it's so important that you ask that. People will establish the communities based off of collective prudence because they have to. And yes, and people will start to say, hey, this is how we're going to do things, and we're going to do this together, and you're going to be surprised. And how the now are there going to be some disruptions to that and everything else? Yes, without a doubt. But you will be surprised how people will bond together when they have to. And let me tell you, one of the things about that is that is going to be, in my opinion, probably the spearhead towards really challenging and changing the system. Now, the U.S. is going to be, in my opinion, in a different position than they are right now. Let me tell you, there is going to be nothing but propaganda that the rest of the world will see about the United States. The internet and all that other stuff will be
will be controlled. The infrastructure will be controlled. But what goes on within the city, within the nation and within the communities, the people will be able to respond to. The rest of the world will be fed propaganda about what's going on. And what they will see is they will see, look at them barbarians, and you know what? We needed to purge ourselves and get rid of them because they were a threat. And I'm going to tell you, there's a whole bunch of examples as to why this is going, because it's been, people have done things based out of their own self-interest because they, like I always say, everybody wants a slave, nobody wants to be one. They fell for this whole charade, and the rest of the world will see it, and they're going to say, look at them devils. And they're going to fall for the same trick in this whole thing. And there are going to be communities that's going to be springing up all over the place. And I would definitely say to you all, make sure that you actually, like Scotty, have people that you can rely on in your immediate area. And establish those bonds now. Establish your own resources now and your response to things, because as Katrina has taught, there's going to be more hell than help that will come. So, great question, Jerry. Great, great question. So, if anyone else has any questions or comments that they would like to make, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And we have some time left. We'd love to hear from you. Now, this, what you heard with the California, not just an isolated incident. This has been going on, and I actually wanted to read a couple of things. There's actually, let me just pull this up really quickly, but if you have a question, don't worry about it. Jump in. There's actually, I posted it in Tando, on BTR Community in Tando. It says, and this one comes from City. See, what I'm going to tell you, one of the things that we do is that unless the mainstream media corporations, they tell us certain things, then we don't believe it's going to happen. Wow. We're so naive. We're so, you fill in the blank. So Citibank has put out a brochure, a publication. And this was from March of 2016. I posted inside of Tando a while ago. I can't, I'll tell you the date later, but I just need to get to this because of the interest of time. Here's what this says. The Citi GPS, and it has a piggy bank that's floating in the water, and that is telling you everything. Your savings and everything else is going to be drowning. Here's what it says. The coming pension crisis, recommendations for keeping the pension system afloat. They've already told you they can't. And I'm going to read you just the first paragraph because of the interest of time. We're going to come back to this. We need to get to this. And then I'll tell you where we posted this inside of Tando. There's a lot of things we post inside of Tando, inside of BTR that, man, it's there, right there. Here's what it says. The coming pension crisis. Recommendations for keeping the global pension system afloat. That means the global pension system is already like the Titanic on its way. Just like the Titanic, either already there or on its way down. What's your dream for retirement? Is it living on the beach, traveling on a cruise ship throughout Europe, spending time with the kids and grandkids, finally getting the chance to perfect your golf game? Move this down. For a lot of people, the retirement dream is to retire early enough so that they can enjoy the fruits of their long working career. And I would just add this, that they can enjoy the fruits of the of their long working energy that's already been spent. They don't tell you the truth. They hide in disguises. The devil always wears his Sunday's best. So, goes on. For their long working career, while they're still healthy, and to live out their sunset years relaxing and enjoying the good life. However, the reality for many is that there isn't enough money in the piggy bank to last through their retired life. Now, I would say to you, who has established this facade of prosperity? The same institutions that have established the facade of equality, the same institutions that have established the facade of freedom, self-determination, the same institutions that have been lying to you and stealing from you for all these years are now telling you that, uh-oh, that dream we built for you. See, let me tell you something about dreams. Dreams have a way of becoming nightmares, and nightmares have a way of becoming reality. Because in a dream state, you are not actively engaged. Stop dreaming. That is a controlling factor to put you in a position of control, where you can be controlled. They do all this through propaganda, through advertisement and marketing, and they come with you some position of authority. If you ever looked at all of the cities throughout this and small towns throughout this country, let me tell you what you'll see. The largest building will be banks in churches. There's a reason for that. Regardless of how impoverished or wealthy that community is, its banks and its churches will always be above the standard of everyone else. The reason for that, ladies and gentlemen,
Dave.
Go ahead.
Hey, in the little rural area I live in, the largest buildings is closed down mills. No jobs,
wow,
man.
Care what my man said. Like Biggie said, it was all a dream. So I don't want to get into, we're going to pick this up. Then there's another publication that we're going to take a look at, and this comes from the Dallas Morning News, and this comes from December the 8th of this year. Regardless of who it is, it's the message that matters the most. This is what it says. Dallas Police and Fire Pension Board ends run on the banks, stops $154 million in withdrawals. Why? Because they don't have the means to pay what they promised the people. That their statement that they got of how much they have is just black letters on a white piece of paper. It's a note. It's not actually there. And this pension crisis is throughout this whole nation and throughout the world, and it's going to bear witness, and it's going to lay claim to many a victim soon enough. But that doesn't have to be you. This is why it's so important for you to have a real savings plan and a savings of assets, not in a piece of paper. Your statement is a piece of paper. This is what's on your pension. The same statement as this is what's in your bank account. The same statement of this is what your insurance is. The same statement, that's just a piece of paper, ladies and gentlemen. That is not redeemable when confidence is lost. So, in ending, I'm going to get out of here. Just want to say to you all, make sure that you are positioning yourself and your family in a way that you won't be as adversely affected by this as you would otherwise be. So, with that, I just want to say much love and much respect to y'all. It's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later. B.I.B. C.C. is coming on. C.C. and Robert is coming on. Definitely stay tuned to that. What's up, C.C.? What's up, Robert? Much love, much respect to you all. All right, everyone, you're going to end the show today. Much love, much respect to you all. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.